From Features Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Hume. The worst winter storm to hit the US for 40 years is causing travel chaos up and down the country's east coast. Thousands of flights have been delayed, with bus and train services cancelled. The storm has already been blamed for a dozen deaths in the normally mild American South. Well, from Washington, Simon Marks reports.
It's officially the worst winter storm to hit America since 1973. In the normally mild South, it's left 500,000 people without power and caused a dozen deaths. Here on the hard-bitten East Coast, it's just the latest storm in what's already been a long, hard winter.
I'm sick and tired of it. All right, too much snow going on.
It's been a rough winter so far.
Public transport is paralyzed, thousands of flights are delayed, and Anthony Tisdall with the Federal Aviation Administration is warning passengers to brace themselves for a long weekend.
It could be a few days, depending upon exactly how long the airports are shut down.
He spoke on CBS. President Obama is monitoring the impact of the storm, and federal emergency aid is available to those states that need it. Simon Marks, Washington.
The US government is protesting the release of 65 prisoners from a high-security facility near the Afghan capital, Kabul. The men were released from Parwan detention facility at Bagram, north of the capital. The White House and Afghan President Hamid Karzai have been unable to agree on the extent of future US involvement in Afghanistan as US troops prepare to withdraw from the country by the end of the year. FSN's correspondent in Washington, Priscilla Huff, has more.
The Obama administration also thinks the decision to release the men was political and personally taken by President Hamid Karzai. The U.S. has protested the decision, saying the evidence presented by the Americans that the men should remain in custody was never considered. The U.S. military is convinced some of the men released have already returned to the ranks of the insurgency in Afghanistan. The U.S. embassy in Kabul issued a statement saying that the Afghan government will bear responsibility for the results of its decision. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
A controversial law in Belgium allowing terminally ill children to undergo euthanasia is set to be passed by the Belgian government. Assisted suicide has been legal in the country for adults since 2002, but this move will make the European nation the first in the world to make it accessible for children. FSN's Europe correspondent Jack Parrick reports.
The bill allows children under the age of 18 access to medically assisted suicide if suffering from a terminal illness and from physical pain. It's an extension of an existing law in Belgium that was passed just over 10 years ago, making it legal for adults to terminate their lives with the help of a doctor. Requests for euthanasia in Belgium from children average at about 15 a year, but this law would put strict rules in place. A young patient will first have to be deemed psychologically mature enough to make the decision, and a legal committee must give its final approval for the procedure. In the run-up to the vote, pro-life protesters in the capital, Brussels, have said the law is irresponsible. However, a poll shows two-thirds of Belgians support it. Jack Parrick, Brussels.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Russian President Vladimir Putin has publicly backed a bid by Egypt's military chief to run for presidency in this year's elections. General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi still hasn't formally declared his intention to run for office in the election, which should take place in April. Putin made the comments while meeting with the general to discuss an arms deal in Moscow. Thousands of homes in the UK are now without power. That's following weeks of rain in the country. Forecasters warn more serious storms are on the way, which could result in some of the wettest weather seen on record. The UK has experienced its wettest ever January. Experts say it could be weeks or months before the situation improves. Well, FSN's Natalie Feary reports from the flood-hit region of Surrey.
Well, we're here in Egham in Surrey. We're just 20 miles out of the centre of London. We're standing by the River Thames, which has burst its banks. The road next to it is completely submerged. There's some houses along the road that can only be accessed via boat. We spoke to one man earlier who's trying to get sandbags to his aunt's house, where she is waiting there for help. There were also some search and rescue teams out, some firefighters from the Midlands in England that have come down to Surrey to try and help those that have been worse hit by the floods.
And that's the latest Features Story News. Rebecca Hume reporting.